Hi, welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now, where am I taking you back to today? Well, I'm taking you back to the reign of King Edward VI. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 1st of May, 1551, Norfolk landowner and Member of Parliament, Sir Edmund Knyvett, died. Now, before I tell you about him and his rather hot temper, I just want to talk about his surname, which is spelt K-N-Y-V-E-T. Now, I'm not entirely sure how Sir Edmund pronounced it, but it's commonly pronounced Knyvett, but can also be pronounced Knyvett and even Knifton, which is a strange one. On to Sir Edmund. Sir Edmund Knyvett was the eldest son of Sir Thomas Knyvett of Buckenham Castle in Norfolk, and his wife Muriel Howard, who was the daughter of Thomas Howard, 2nd Duke of Norfolk, and widow of John Grey, 2nd Viscount Lisle. Sir Thomas Knyvett, Edmund Knyvett's father, had served King Henry VIII as his standard bearer and master of the horse, but was killed in the naval battle known as the Battle of St. Mathieu with the French in 1512. In the 1520s, Edmund married Anne Shelton, daughter of Sir John Shelton of Carrow in Norfolk. The couple went on to have two sons. Edmund's wardship and that of his half-sister Elizabeth Grey were purchased by Charles Brandon, Duke of Suffolk, and then sold on to Sir Thomas Wyndham and then Anthony Wingfield. Knyvett didn't come into his inheritance until 1533, as his great-grandfather had outlived his father and then left the estate to another member of the family. Edmund had to wait until that man and his heir had died to enjoy the family lands. In late 1536, Knyvett helped his uncle Thomas Howard, 3rd Duke of Norfolk, suppress the Pilgrimage of Grace rebellion. He served as Sheriff of Norfolk and Suffolk in 1539 and was knighted in either 1538 or 1539. Knyvett attended his uncle, the Duke of Norfolk, at the reception of King Henry VIII's 4th wife, Anne of Cleves, in January 1540. In 1546, he testified against his cousin Henry Howard, Earl of Surrey, after Surrey was charged with treason, and he was rewarded for his service by the grant of some of the Howard lands in Norfolk. Knyvett helped John Dudley, Earl of Warwick, suppress Kett's rebellion in 1549. Now, I mentioned his hot temper, and he was known for this hot temper. In 1539, when Knyvett wanted to be elected as a Knight of the Shire for Norfolk, and Thomas Cromwell preferred Edmund Wyndham and Richard Southwell, Knyvett lost his cool and argued with Southwell. The Duke of Norfolk described what happened in a letter to Thomas Cromwell, saying, "Then he fell in such fume with Richard Southwell that divers of the most worshipful of the Shire, fearing a breach of the peace, went to entreat between them." Knyvett and Southwell ended up being called before the Duke of Norfolk, who desired them to forgive displeasures and be lovers as before. And the Duke reported that Southwell was happy with that. But Knyvett said he would never love him, calling him false gentleman, knave, and other opprobrious words. The Duke reported that he bound them in £2,000 apiece to keep the peace until they appeared before the Star Chamber. The Duke went on to explain to Cromwell that Knyvett is young and trusts too much to his wit and will neither follow the advice of his father-in-law, Sir John Shelton, nor me, but is ruled by 3 or 4 light, naughty knaves of Welshmen and others and is running into debt. If he comes to you before I do, be quick with him and give not too much confidence to his words. Another example of his hot temper is from April 1541, when he hit Thomas Clear, a servant of his cousin Henry Howard, Earl of Surrey, during a game of tennis at the royal court. The law stated that the punishment for an act of violence at court was the loss of the perpetrator's right hand, and Knyvett was condemned to lose his hand, but he was reprieved at the last moment, fortunately. Knyvett died on this day in 1551 in London while there for a session of Parliament as a Knight of the Shire for Norfolk. He was survived by his wife and two sons. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 1st of May 1517, foreign traders in London had their shops and property vandalised and damaged by a mob of angry apprentices and labourers in what was known as the Evil May Day Riot. And you can find out more about that in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to. And the 1st of May 1536 was supposed to be a fun day for King Henry VIII and Queen Anne Boleyn at the annual May Day joust. But suddenly the king left abruptly, taking his good friend and groom of the stool with him. What was going on? Well, you can find out in my 1st of May 1536 video in the Fall of Anne Boleyn series. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.